Glad you're able to check out the podcast this week. Great guest, Meg Whitman, CEO of Quibi, coming up in just a second. Real quick, check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PaulMercurio. Always putting new videos up there, having some fun with that. And also follow me on all the social media, at Paul Mercurio, posting stuff there all the time. Social distancing, hope you all are too. Still important, but I'm sick of it. It's very tedious trying to find things to keep myself busy. Needed floor mats for the car, so I go on Amazon. I'm looking at floor mats. All of a sudden, I find myself watching videos of people installing floor mats, all different types of floor mats. 2 hours of watching people install floor mats, okay? And by the way, 2 hours later, I still don't know how to install floor mats, but I've seen a dozen cats walk across piano keys, and I'm getting close to figuring out what happened to Amelia Earhart. So there's an upside. All right, my guest this week, Meg Whitman, CEO of Quibi, a new short-form entertainment platform, is huge. They got major, major players doing entertainment content for them. She was the former CEO of a couple of small companies you may have heard of, eBay and Hewlett-Packard. One of the best business minds in the country talks about the state of the entertainment industry, how it's changed, how it's a whole new world order, and the future of that industry and the U.S. economy overall. And just really fun, interesting conversation, and really, really great person to hear the opinion of, because she's on the cutting edge of what's going on business-wise in the country and in this business. So enjoy, Meg. Check out my YouTube channel, and go buy some floor mats. Very excited to have my guest on this week, Meg Whitman, the CEO of Quibi, which is a mobile-first media technology platform, which we're going to talk a lot about. Serves on the board of directors of Procter & Gamble and Dropbox. And she had some interesting jobs before that, like, you know, small jobs, like the CEO of Hewlett-Packard, you know, president and CEO of eBay. You might have heard of that. Ran for governor of California. An underachiever, basically. No, just kidding. Hi, nice to have you on the show, Meg. It's really an honor.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. You know, I know you grew up in Cold Springs Harbor. My wife actually worked at the Huntington Long Island Historical Society for a few years. So we spent a lot of time out there. It's a beautiful area out there.
Yeah. No, I was born and raised in, technically our address was Huntington, and I went to Cold Spring Harbor schools all the way from kindergarten through 12th grade. So I'm a native Long Islander.
Yeah, it's great out there. There's this new platform that you and Jeffrey Katzenberg created and want to talk about. It's Quibi. You're headquartered in Los Angeles, and you've sort of brought together the best of Silicon Valley and Hollywood. You've launched it, and you've had a great first week. You had 1.7 million downloads in the first week. Congratulations. And it's short-form content, 10 minutes, maybe kind of explain a little bit more for the listeners about that, and why 10 minutes as a choice, as a point in time for length of content and all of that.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Quibi is an app. So you know, go to the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store to download the app. And you're right. You said it well. It's a super premium mobile entertainment service. And we have tons of new original content made by Hollywood's best creators, whether they're writers, producers, actors, actresses. And it is designed to be watched for great viewing on your mobile phone. And to your point, every episode is less than 10 minutes. So it could be a movie that's 150 minutes long, but it's 15 10-minute chapters. And then we have, obviously, our daily essentials, which, you know, are just episodes of 10 minutes. So it's a wide variety of content made exclusively for your phone. And the reason that we settled on 10 minutes is, you know, people are very busy. They don't seem to have as much chunks of time anymore. And we were reminded of this by Dan Brown. Do you remember The Da Vinci Code?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, The Da Vinci Code, as it turns out, was 464 pages and 105 chapters. Every chapter was 5 pages long. And when Dan Brown wrote the novel, he said, I don't think people have 45 minutes to read anymore. So if you've got 5 minutes, I want you to read one chapter. If you've got 10 minutes, I want you to read two. And we were inspired by that. And we said, you know, people don't have time right now all through the day to necessarily, you know, sit down and watch something for an hour and a half. So let's give something to people for their in-between moments. And before the pandemic, we thought the in-between moments were going to be on your commute,
waiting for a cup of coffee at Starbucks, waiting for a meeting to begin at work, or friends meeting friends for lunch. Well, now, of course, the in-between moments are different, but they are just as powerful. In between wrangling the kids, in between cleaning the house, in between work calls, in between, you know, Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
And we settled on 10 minutes or less because, you know, we just thought that's the amount of time that people have for these, you know, in-between times.
Yeah, the thing that's amazing that I read is that you have 80% engagement, meaning that 80% of the people watching it are watching it through the first episode. That's phenomenal.
Yes.
I mean,
amazing.
Does that speak to, because it's different. Look, I know you tip your hat in previous conversations about this to YouTube, but it is different in the sense of the quality of the people that you brought to the table, and the creators are phenomenal. Do you attribute that 80% number to that, the quality of the content providers?
Yeah, we think the content's very engaging and it's designed for these in-between moments. So it hooks you right away. Mm. Sometimes when you watch something longer, it takes a while to build out. Ours, you know, we want to try to hook you right away and make it really interesting. And the other thing is, it looks great on your phone. You know, think about it, full screen. Whether you hold your phone in portrait or in landscape, no black lines, no small postage stamp, full screen. It looks almost like you're holding a little movie theater in your hands.
Mm.
And I think the combination of that, and that means you can also, you know, watch some of it in portrait, some of it in landscape. And I think that's made a difference in terms of people 80%, you know, watching the entire episode. And you're right, it's above any benchmark. And I think it tells us the content and the platform is resonating.
And you have tremendous technology and original. This thing called turnstile technology, which allows the phone to be watched either portrait or landscape. And why was that important to you all to build that into the app?
Well, you know, think about it. Sometimes on your mobile phone, if you're going to watch some video, you can only watch it holding your phone in vertical. Sometimes you can only watch it in horizontal. And we thought for our use case, you know, out and about and, you know, moving, that you would, you know, you might want to have your, you might want to watch some of it in portrait while you're, you know, maybe getting on the bus, and some of it in landscape, you're settled in your chair.
Mm.
If you're, you know, around the house, if you're doing things, you might, while you're cooking, you might want to have it in portrait, but then, you know, sit down in landscape. And so we thought, could we have it be that you seamlessly go back and forth again with this full screen video? So we thought, you know, you mentioned up front a sort of a combination of the best of Hollywood and the best of Silicon Valley. We thought if we could combine technology and media in a way that hadn't been done before, that would be very compelling. And what's true is in Hollywood, technology has always enabled a new form of storytelling. Think about it. Go back to the motion picture camera. That predated a whole industry called the movies. And we thought if we could make storytelling just fantastic on the mobile phone, maybe that would unleash a whole new way for these Hollywood creators to tell their stories. And it's early to tell, but we're excited about the possibilities.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine this turnstile technology is another factor in that 80% number, right? I mean, because I know it is frustrating when it's like it's flipping around and you're like, ah, screw it. And then you just, you click out and you move on to the next thing. So I would imagine all of these components. You know, it's interesting you talk about technology and content. I was so excited to talk with you about this, but in a broader picture from a 40,000 foot view as well. You know, you talked about green lighters in Hollywood, and you said a quote that you need to understand technology. If you spend 2 to 3 years here with us, you begin to understand the interplay of technology and content. You're going to be way ahead of the game because most companies are not at that point. I think you're right. It makes so much sense. How has that adjustment been? Have you seen greenlighters being able to get their head around this new way of looking at the business?
They have been. And it's, but you know, many of them started really with almost no technology background at all. So it has been very important that the content team sit right next to the technology team. And one of the decisions I had to make was where do we put the technology team? All my friends in Silicon Valley said, you should put it up in Northern California or Seattle or someplace like that. And I said, let's see if there's enough technology talent in LA so that the creative team and the technology team can sit next to each other and interact all day long. And that has made all the difference, because think about it. Normally what happens is the people who create the content, they get it all done, then they throw it over the wall to the technology team,
Right.
Was not involved at all in the beginning. And so this back and forth has, I think, been an education for both sides. You know, the technology team understands content a lot better, and the content team understands the possibilities of technology. And what we've said to the content team is, think about how to work with your creators to take advantage of everything the phone has to offer, whether it is, you know, GPS, meaning it knows where you are and it knows exactly what time of day it is, to gyroscope, which is how you're holding your phone, to the camera, to touch. I think you've probably read Steven Spielberg is doing a show for us that you can only watch after dark.
It's called Steven Spielberg
After Dark. And we said to Steven, well, why do you only want people to watch it after dark? And he said, because it'd be a lot scarier. And we said, well, the engineer said, well, we know where you are. We know, you know, what time it is. We know exactly what time the sun sets and exactly what time the sun rises where you are. So how about if we hold the film and then it becomes live when the sun goes down, you can watch it all night long. And when the sun's about to come up, the film basically, you know, melts away and you can't watch it after sunrise. That's the kind of, you know, new way of telling stories that we're super excited about, you know, based on this new technology.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, you know, you pointed to Steamboat Willie as an example early on of technology and content. You said that Jeffrey Katzenberg, obviously the founder of Quibi, you worked at Disney and you worked at HP, and HP was the first customer for their oscillator. Walt Disney was the first customer for the oscillator, and they made Steamboat Willie. And if you think about it, it's this stuff was happening years ago and sort of portends where we are now in a way. It's really fascinating.
It's fascinating. I mean, there's no question that the technology has enabled, as I said earlier, new ways to tell stories. And we just think this is, you know, maybe the next big wave of film narrative entertainment. And everyone thinks, obviously, the small screen is going to be an important part of their future if you're a storyteller.
Yeah, you said something interesting about learning and about ambiguity, and you said you really need to be able to tolerate ambiguity and to learn new things really fast, to sometimes force yourself to learn something that you may not be in your power alley. Did that come from your years of experience in different industries and so forth?
Yeah, I think it did. I mean, I think I first learned how to pick things up quickly as a consultant. Because when I worked at Bain for 10 years. When you're hired by a company, they're not paying you to learn their industry. They're paying you to help solve their problems. So you have to learn the industry really fast. And then I think eBay, you know, this was at the dawn of the internet. You know, I joined eBay in 1998. I mean, basically, we were just doing email. I remember our first commercial for eBay was www.ebay.com. Yep, it's on the internet. I'm trying to imagine how. But we had to, I know, hilarious. And, but we had to move fast and learn new things, and there was no playbook. And so, you know, when you're doing something completely new, there is no playbook. And so you have to know how to sort of navigate and be flexible. And I think I've learned that over my 40-year career.
Well, it's a great career because, you seem to be blending business and creativity, and every new adventure that you take seems to involve creating something, which I know can be personally fulfilling. It's really great to have you on, and I'll put you on the spot. I'd love to have you on again to talk more. I know you probably have a lot of time on your hands. You're just running a major company and all, but you know, maybe we can do this again sometimes and have you on, but it's really great to talk to you, and really enjoyed it. The new app is Quibi. It's for your phone, and the content and the creators are of the highest caliber. Everybody go get it, check it out, and it's really great to have you on, and an honor to talk to you, Meg.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
All right, there you go. That's Meg Whitman. Really great to have her on. And please check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PaulMercurio, and follow me on the social media. And we will have a new podcast next week. Thanks, folks. Stay safe.